Good morning, early birds. You've caught the worm, a podcast from Yellowstone Public Radio and our friends in the public media spectrum across the Yellowstone region, bringing you the latest headlines of the day. I'm Carl Lengel, your host. It is the 22nd of July, 2026, a Wednesday. A state senator from Hamilton has been convicted of official misconduct and could face up to 6 months of jail time, Montana Public Radio's Clayton Murphy reports.
After more than a year of investigations and a six-day trial, Republican Senator Jason Ellsworth has been found guilty of abusing his power to award a close friend $170,000 in government contracts.
To the charge of count one, official misconduct, guilty.
During his final days as Senate President in 2024, Ellsworth used his access to Senate funds to award contracts to Bryce Eggleston and his company Agile Analytics. The deal was to analyze bills that had died in the 2023 session, but Eggleston had no experience tracking or analyzing legislation. And Montana requires a public bidding process for government contracts over $100,000, but the $170,000, split between two contracts, offered a loophole for Ellsworth to award the contracts privately. Ellsworth could face up to 6 months in jail, a maximum fine of $500, and a possible permanent ban from public office. A sentencing hearing is scheduled for September 10th. In Helena, I'm Clayton Murphy.
Governor Greg Gianforte is taking the next steps in his suspension of a Montana electricity regulator accused of workplace misconduct. On Tuesday, Gianforte announced he is accepting applications for a one-year term on the Montana Public Service Commission. The governor suspended Commissioner Brad Molnar earlier this month, following continued allegations of hostile behavior and mistreatment. Molnar is fighting the suspension in district court. His lawyer claims the governor wants to influence an ongoing Northwestern Energy merger. In an email Tuesday, Molnar's lawyer, Matthew Monforton, said, quote, "Every dollar an unregulated data center doesn't pay is a dollar a Montana family does, which Molnar objects to and which is why Gianforte wants him replaced," unquote. Gianforte, in his suspension letter earlier this month, denied the claim and attributed the suspension to Molnar's behavior since taking office last year, including sex-based discrimination, retaliation, and lack of remorse. An adult female grizzly bear was moved last week for attacking cattle in western Wyoming, according to a news release from Wyoming Game and Fish Department. The grizzly bear was captured last Friday for cattle depredation on public land in Sublette County and relocated in the Five Mile Creek drainage area about 5 miles from the east entrance of Yellowstone National Park. The relocation was done in cooperation with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the Shoshone National Forest. Grizzly bear relocation is a management tool large carnivore biologists use to minimize conflicts between humans and grizzlies. Bears that are considered a threat to human safety are not relocated. Wyoming Game and Fish are required to update the public whenever a grizzly bear is relocated. A new life-saving project has been launched at Grand Teton National Park. A life jacket loaner program at key water access points has been launched by the park and the Grand Teton National Park Foundation, according to a Monday news release from the park. Stations with loaner life jackets have been installed at Jackson Lake Dam, Pacific Creek Landing, String Lake, and Coulter Bay Swim Beach. When visitors are finished recreating on the water, officials ask the life jackets be returned to the same or downstream location. Besides life jackets, these kiosks also provide information on changing weather conditions and boating safety. The project was funded by the Grand Teton National Park Foundation, the Snake River Fund, Community Foundation of Jackson Hole, and Rendezvous River Sports. A decades-long drought with no end in sight is stirring debate among environmental experts in Wyoming and other western states. Eric Galatas with Wyoming News Service has more.
Climate change is exacerbating conditions for more frequent and severe wildfires, but as climatologist Trent Ford with the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign explains, changing precipitation patterns are just one driver of dried out trees and other vegetation that fuel these fires.
Warming trends have enhanced evaporation, so how much water is leaving the land going up to the atmosphere as gas. Warmer temperatures during the winter has also caused less precipitation to fall as snow.
After a near record dry winter, Wyoming recorded its driest driest spring in decades. Today, the vast majority of the state is experiencing extreme or severe drought. Experts with the National Weather Service's office in Riverton report that the monsoon season expected in late July could bring relief, but it would need to rain every day for several weeks to improve drought conditions. I'm Eric Galatis.
Montana's jobless rate saw a slight decrease in June. Governor Greg Gianforte's office says unemployment declined to 3.3% across the state compared to the nation's 4.2% for the month. The lowest unemployment rates in Montana were found in Carter and Prairie counties, each under 2%. Bighorn County saw the highest rate of unemployment at 7%. Gallatin and Missoula counties each recorded jobless rates of under 3%. Yellowstone and Flathead counties each came in above 3%. Meanwhile, the consumer price index rose slightly across the state in June, with last month's decline in energy prices easing the upward pressure of inflation. Gas prices are continuing to accelerate rapidly across Montana and the nation. Up another 7 cents from yesterday as the United States and Iran increase military hostilities in the Persian Gulf. AAA reports the statewide average price for a gallon of regular unleaded is up by about 23 cents over the last week to a statewide average of $4.23. Averages in Billings are at $4.26, Missoula $4.23, and Great Falls at $4.27. Diesel costs are also rising. A gallon of diesel runs $4.88 today, up from $4.49 a week ago. Those prices are close to the same from a month ago and almost a dollar higher than last year, when they averaged $3.25 a gallon of regular across Montana. Defending national champions, Montana State Bobcats have been tabbed as Big Sky Conference favorites in preseason football polls, according to a news release Monday from the league. YPR's Kay Erickson reports.
The Bobcats were the overwhelming favorites in both the coaches' poll, where they received 11 first-place votes, and the media poll with 35 first-place votes. The Big Sky reports this is the first time since 2021 that a team has swept both the coaches' and media preseason polls in back-to-back seasons. Rounding out the top three in both polls are Montana and UC Davis, with the Grizzlies collecting one first-place vote in the media poll and the Aggies earning two first-place votes in both polls. The Big Sky has grown to a 13-team league for the upcoming football season, with the addition of Southern Utah and Utah Tech. The season kicks off on August 29th with the Montana State Bobcats on the road to Utah Tech and the Montana Grizzlies hosting Southern Utah at Washington Grizzly Stadium. In Billings, I'm Kay Erickson.
That's The Worm for this Wednesday. Catch up with us tomorrow. We'll have another episode for you early birds then.
The Worm is a production of Yellowstone Public Radio. Theme music composed and recorded by Zach Jones at Rapscallion Recording. Metal Art Call captured by Jay McGowan for the Macaulay Library. More information about The Worm is available at ytradio.org.